give us a heart that's perfect toward you, as we've heard, Lord. You're more concerned, perhaps, with the condition of our hearts. And if we would be concerned about that, you would take care of all the rest. And Lord, we pray that you'll give us hearts that are perfect toward our God. Not that we're perfect, not that we can't make any mistakes, but that our heart is the right place. That we really want to honor you, Jesus, in our decisions. That we really want your will to be done, Lord. With Jesus, that we're teachable and humble and willing to go your way. Father, we thank you that the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit has been over us in these days, Lord, in a very wonderful way. We believe that you're making those necessary changes so that we find ourselves in the place that we ought to be. Lord, we're so thankful for encouraging us along these lines tonight. Lord, we receive that encouragement. We know that you don't speak haphazardly in any way. But when you introduce a subject to us, it's because you have a purpose. And there are those here that need that instruction. And so, Lord, we want to thank you for your kindness to us. And, Lord, we believe that you go before us. You lead the way, Lord. And you will use what instruments that you need to help us to find the way that leads to glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, what wonderful one for us. Trust completely in Jesus, I'm blessed. Sweetly he comforts and cheers from
sometimes the Lord's not in the earthquake. And I think that represents our emotions. You could look at it that way. We have some strong feelings sometimes about things. And sometimes we mistake that. We think, well, I feel so strongly about that. That's got to be the Lord. But he's not always in the earthquake. And then we have strong desires. Oh, we want something. It just burns in our hearts. He's not always in that fire. That's a fire of our own kindling. But we get mistaken sometimes. Well, I feel so strongly about that. I want it so bad. It must be the Lord. That's not always the case. He's not always in the wind either. Those are the outside influences that come. The advice that people give and the way circumstances seem to line up so perfectly. You know, I was walking down the street and a car passed by and the license plate said, go for it. So, you know, that must be the Lord. He's not always in the wind. He's not always in the fire. He's not always in that earthquake. But you'll find him in that still small voice. And that's why we need to get still before God. Wait upon him. And God will guide us. God will show us. God will lead us. Sometimes he'll use your common sense. Don't underestimate the value of that. Sometimes he'll use your wife to tell you what sock to wear that morning. Praise God. But you know, we can learn to hear that voice of the Spirit. And as we learn, God doesn't say, well, when you learn your lesson, I'll take care of you, but up till then, you're on your own. No, he doesn't. I don't do that with my children. They've got a lot of things to learn, and while they're learning, I'm watching over them in a special way. And God is our Heavenly Father. He's a much better Father than I could ever be. And as a father of pity of his children, when I see that my children can't do something, when I see they're frightened, when I see they're in need, my heart just goes out to them all the more. As a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. And there we're back to our heart being in the right place. Praise God. I'm glad we heard the things we did. Let's stand and sing a song yet. Jesus, or Savior like a shepherd, lead us. 369. Praise God. Let's pray for those that left today, all those precious campers and guests, workers, and pray that God will bless them this night especially. Praise God. They're back home now, I trust, unless they took the long way home. And we've been praying that God will go before them. And so let's pray that God will give them that confidence. He's right there with them now. He's going to continue his good work in their lives. Going to use them for his glory. How often when children come home from camp, light comes into the home. And the parents see a difference. And they hear the songs that they sing. And they look over the lessons and so on. And ways in which, these are ways in which God ministers his gospel. Praise God. So let's just do that just now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we pray for all of these campers that have returned home now. Yes, Lord, we claim the answer to all the prayers that we have offered. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that your work is an ongoing work in their lives, and we are believing that you will continue to lead them on.
Yes, Lord.
And you'll continue to speak to their hearts, bring them into your blessing, make yourself more real to them. And we pray that you'll make them a blessing, Lord. Bless every home that was represented.
Amen.
Lord, those that come from Christian homes, we pray that they will honor you more.
Amen.
And those that come from homes where you're not honored, Lord, we pray that your light will find entrance.
Yes.
And that you'll save father, mother,
Amen.
Siblings, Lord, whoever it may be. Lord, we're so thankful, Jesus, that we can commit them all into your loving hands and believe that you're going to cover them. Help them to get to the house of God. Make a way for them, Lord. We pray that you'll raise up Christians that will show real loving interest in each one. And Lord, that you'll use them to influence them for you.
Amen.
Praise God. Bless our workers, bless the guests. Lord, we just pray that
that each one will be very conscious of your nearness and will trust you to have your way.
Amen.
We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus, we worship you.
Jesus is there.